Good morning. First, I must give thanks to the Soul Science Society of America for the invitation. Second, let me tell you, I speak in Spanish. I'm Cuban. Cuban from Cuba, not from Miami. And for me, it's not so easy to speak English. Anyway, I will try to explain the subject of my presentation. As you know, I suppose you know, FAO launched in 2012 an initiative in order to promote soil sustainable management that is known as a Global Soil Partnership. But that Global Soil Partnership exists regional soil partnership. What I will present here now will be the regional, I will speak about the regional soil partnership for Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean, an initiative for promoting soil sustainable management in the region. As introduction, Global Soil Partnership, the vision of Global Soil Partnership is to improve global governance of the limited soil resources factor of the planet in order to guarantee healthy and productive soils for a food secure world, as well as sustain other essential ecosystem systems. I will say very simply, all our countries need food security. And for food security, we need sustainability. And if we continue losing soil productivity, that's impossible. That's the aim of this initiative. The Global Soil Partnership is based on five pillars of action. First, promote sustainable management of soil resources, the most important. Second, encourage investment, technical cooperation, policy, education, awareness, and extension in soil capacity, capacitation, and soil extension service. Third, promote targeted soil research and development, focusing on identified gaps and priorities. Research. We need still research. Four, enhance the quantity and quality of soil data and information. It's very important. We have soil data, but we need to harmonize that data, and we need more new data. And five, harmonization of method, measurement, and indicators for sustainable soil management. This is very important because we have to prove to the so-called decisores, decision makers. To the decision makers, we need to prove that in the soil we have improved the quality of the soil. It's very easy for pests, diseases, and so, because the pests arrive and you lose. But in the case of the soil, to prove that in 3-4 years you improve the quality of the soil, you need then a methodology of soil indicators. That we are looking for in that. This is a structure of the Global Soil Partnership. You can see Global Soil Partnership, we have partners, everybody can be partner, mainly institutions, NGOs, etc. And we have, it's advised by ITPS, an Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soil. It's conformed by 27 specialists all over the world. In the case of Latin America, there are five. It facilitated people that work, actually, that receive money by that work, is only people from GCP Secretariat, 3-4 persons. All the others, we are volunteers, actually. We work in some institution and so. Through the regional soil partnership, that the regional soil partnership is the heart of this initiative. These are, as I told you, regional soil partnership should provide guidance on regional goals, priorities, and the required implementation mechanisms, and should regularly review progress in reaching common objectives. Those are the eight regional partnerships we have. We have for South America and Caribbean, we have two. One for Central America, Mexico, and the Caribbean, and the other for South America. And then we have North America, Europe, etc. You can read there. And we have a steering committee. A steering committee is elected in the launching of that regional partnership. In the case of our region, we have representatives from seven countries: Mexico, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, Jamaica, Grenada, and Cuba. In that case, I'm the president of the steering committee. I'm Cuban, I told you. Okay, that was the launching. We have in 2013, we had 25 participants of 15 countries from Central America, Mexico, and Caribbean. We have president of FAO, SIAT from Colombia, very important for us. Other NGOs, and other Cubans we invited. And we have a visit to demonstrative areas of soil sustainable management in cooperative nearby Havana. Could be interesting with this, but we have no time for explaining. But we had the launching in 2013. And we had the diagnosis of the situation. All the countries brought a report about the situation of soil resources in the region. And I can tell you that the result said that 75% of the agricultural area of the region are affected by soil degradation. I know that when you look in the publication, bibliography, it says 35% actually affected by some limiting factor of the productivity, 75% is a very big problem in our area. Some countries like Haiti suffer. Problem in Guyana, Guatemala, although including my country, we have big problem with soil degradation. So we have the meeting after the election of the steering committee. The steering committee meted in 2014, last year, in Managua, Nicaragua, and we elaborate a first proposal, first draft of an implementation plan of action for the region for a 5-year period. That's only one page. Always, we propose problems, lines of action, actors, priority, and when must be complemented the these are the main, let's say, threats that we detected. We need to establish national legislation for soil protection and the corresponding regulation for their implementation. Some of the countries we have laws, etc. But some other countries they haven't. I can tell you, IT haven't. But not only IT. Some English-speaking Caribbean countries like Jamaica, they don't have. And in other cases, the laws are old or must be re-elaborated. The second is to develop, share, and use soil information system according to the conditions of the region. It's necessary. It's related, which I told you about the database and so. Third, to develop and implement knowledge transferring programs through education, capacitation, and extension service in soil sustainable management. Result that we have not enough technicians, not enough engineers, that they are specialized on soil, including not enough researchers, of course. Four, to promote soil sustainable management as a crucial contribution factor to achieve food security. We need to give awareness of the problem, no? To the decision makers, to the politicians, in order that they try to implement laws, programs, etc., in order to stop and reverse this problem of soil degradation. When I speak of soil degradation, I speak of many limiting factors we have in soil, not only erosion, could be compaction, could be salinization, acidity, in some cases alkalinization, etc., etc. And five, to develop an strategy for obtaining financial resources. That's very important. We need money. They need money. Actually, the countries, they have programs, but not enough. And that's our main subject, try to obtain money in order to can increase the program and the impact of the program. Now, we already did some activities. We have with SIAT, we developed in the last year a soil information system for Latin America and the Caribbean. But now we'll speak about the Caribbean. It's called CISLAC. Second, the celebration of World Soil Day on December 5, 2014. I'm sure you know that the General Assembly of the United Nations declared every December 5 the World Salt Day. And this year, 2015, is the International Year of Soils. So in all the countries, we celebrated the World Salt Day on 5 December 2014. And now we are beginning, because we will have not on 5 December of this year, because it will be Saturday, but some countries will celebrate Friday 4, others will celebrate on Monday 7. The incorporation of new partners, we need it. And we work in that way. Absorbed, I told you the problem with the legal regulatory framework. We have many countries that they have no enough law, no enough legal framework in order that it can work in order to establish and to promote soil sustainable management. And we, the Cubans, we carried out some survey and we obtained many, many interesting things, including some countries like Mexico. They have problems with the legal regulatory framework. All the countries have problems. And it's the launching of the 2015 of the year, International Year of Soils. And we participate also with the support of FAO in the 20th Latin American Congress of Soil Science. We have a symposium about the Global Soil Partnership that was last year in November 10 to 14, 2014. Now, and we did some things like this. It's a Cuban, we did that. This year, the yellow pages of Cuba, of the telephone, was dedicated to the International Year of Soils. Free, completely free, we propose to the enterprise, listen, we have the International Year of Soils, do you want? And they accepted. And this is, that's the one from the national. You can see they have there conservation agriculture, and there is something we wrote about a different aspect dealing with soil. And in many patients, when they have free spaces, they put something about soil. It was very interesting. Now, this year, just a few months ago, we have a big congress in Havana because of the International Year of Soil, and also because this is the 50th anniversary of the Soil Institute, where I work, and the 30th anniversary of the Cuban Society of Soil Science. I'm the president also of the Cuban Society of Soil Science. And we have a congress from 1 to 5 June 2015, but before the congress, we have a workshop of the regional soil partnership, 1 and 2 November. With the participation of focal points, the focal points of the different countries, in order that they propose. Focal points are those persons that can exert some influence in order that something can do it in his country about the soil. That was the general objective. And this was the person that participated, inclusive was the General Secretariat, Ronald Vargas, from FAO. So, in that workshop, we developed an implementation plan related with the different pillars of action. The first is to establish a regional program for soil conservation and rehabilitation. I will go, that's the activity we will do. I will show only some. And that's the money we need. We said $10 million US dollars. It's much money, but that including also, I include the money that the country is putting, the different countries. Well, I have pillar two, the legislation where I spoke. Support medium-level institutions because we not need technicians and researchers. Three, a framework as a authority of soil science research. Four, soil information system. We need harmonized soil information system. And we have two activities for that, including a generation of soil maps. And five, methodologies, as I told you, to assess the impact on area benefited by soil sustainable management established. And that's activity. So finally, It's the final mention I want to give you. Thank you.